This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United Nations said on Thursday the pace of climate change has not been slowed by the global health crisis, and the world remains behind its battle to cut carbon emissions. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
Petri Talas is Secretary General of the World Meteorological Organization.
There's been classically thinking that perhaps in the future something may happen, but it's obvious that we have to start acting already now if we want to reach the lower limit of Paris Agreement.
The WMO said lockdowns and other restriction measures only led to a temporary downturn in CO2 emissions last year. The UN said concentrations of major greenhouse gases like CO2, methane and nitrous oxide continued to rise in 2020 and the first half of this year. The average global temperature for the past 5 years was among the highest on record.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. Italian workers in both the public and private sectors must display a health pass to access their workplaces beginning October 15th, under a decree adopted Thursday by Premier Mario Draghi's broad-based coalition government. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
It is a digital or paper certificate showing someone has received at least one vaccine dose, tested negative, or recently recovered from the disease. Any workers who fails to present a valid pass will be suspended on no pay, but cannot be sacked. People who ignore the decree and go to work without possessing the health certificate will face a fine of up to 1,000 euros or $1,175. There have been sporadic protests in recent weeks against the growing pressure to get a jab. But most political parties in the country have backed mandatory COVID passes, hoping it will prevent further economic lockdowns.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. This is VOA News. The Dutch foreign minister has resigned after the lower house of parliament passed a motion of censure against the government over its handling of evacuations from Afghanistan amid the Taliban takeover of the country. Sigrid Kaag had acknowledged the government's slow or muddled response to warnings about the Afghanistan situation meant some local staff and people who worked as translators for Dutch troops in the country had not been evacuated before or after the Taliban's sweep to power. After Parliament passed the notion of censure on Thursday, she immediately said she would tender her resignation, saying that Parliament had decided that the cabinet has acted irresponsibly. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday called on Congress to pass both a bill funding infrastructure investments and a supplementary spending bill as Democrats seek to infuse trillions of dollars into the U.S. economy. In remarks, the president said his agenda is a long overdue opportunity to make the economy more equitable.
For a long time, this economy has worked great for those at the very top. Ordinary, hardworking Americans, the people who built this country, have been basically cut out of the deal.
While the infrastructure plan has support on both sides of the aisle, Democrats in the Senate, where they narrowly hold control, face a tough battle to finalize the plan that would expand the social safety net. Sir Elton John is delaying his farewell tour due to a hip injury. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Elton John is rearranging his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. The 74-year-old singer-songwriter said a fall on a hard surface in late summer left him in pain, and he's been advised to have an operation. He had been due to play cities in Britain and Europe this year, but he's postponing all European dates until 2023. He promises fans that the shows will return to the road next year, and he plans to start the U.S. leg of his tour in January 2022 in New Orleans. I'm Jennifer King.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits moved up last week to 332,000 from a pandemic low, a sign that worsening COVID infections might have slightly increased layoffs. The Labor Department said Thursday that applications for jobless aid rose from 312,000 the week before. Jobless claims, which generally track the pace of layoffs, have fallen steadily for 2 months, as many employers struggling to fill jobs have held on to their workers. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.